Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord we're able to share this time together, asking the Lord to just speak to all of our hearts, to strengthen us in our spirit man with might in the inner man, right? And God, give us the grace and ability to press on, to move on into the things of God. And as I was preparing to make this broadcast, God just brought to mind the opening chapter of the book of Joshua, because I feel there are folks right now that God has spoken some things to your heart. I don't know what it is, whether it's ministry or whether it's sometimes we think we've got to have great and grandiose plans for God. You know, He's in the little things, and I won't go there, but He's also very simple. I mean, He is the unlimited wisdom and creator of the entire universe. Our little feeble finite minds cannot even begin to comprehend the extent of the majesty and the glory of our God. Yet he, as far as our walk, as far as relating to us, He keeps things simple, and they're not hard to understand, but we have to have, of course, spiritual discernment. That's why the world, they think we're crazy. They do not. The natural man receiveth not of the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them. They're spiritually discerned, and only when someone is born again do you begin to understand what spiritual realities and disciplines and concepts and principles are. That's just because unless you're born again. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And of course, he was a teacher in Israel, and he didn't get it because he was obviously educated, trained, knew the law, but he didn't have that salvation experience. And so we need to seek the Lord and ask God for His wisdom. And some people right now, you have some things God has put on your heart. Maybe God is calling you to ministry, or maybe it's just to do a simple thing for a neighbor, or to invite someone to lunch, or whatever it could be that you feel perhaps inadequate to what God is asking you to do. Well, let's read just a few chapters of the book of Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Listen to verse 3. And we can claim this, can we not? In our own lives, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I've said unto Moses. You see, beloved, God has a plan for each of our lives. And if there is some direction He wants to take you, then He's already predetermined it. You know, it's the Lord that plans our path. We may have ideas and thoughts, but God directs our way. And I'm skipping to verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Whoa, what a promise. And He says, I'm just going to read two more verses. Well, no, I got to do three. Now I've got to do 9. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now He's going back to Abraham. He's actually saying, okay, this all started with Abraham. Well, it started before the foundation of the world, but as far as this realm, this life, as far as God's people are concerned? Yes, he spoke to Joshua's fathers. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. I just think God gave a prophetic word on yesterday's broadcast, and he said something to the effect that very thing, don't let the enemy detour you. Don't go to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes straight forward. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Well, I don't know about you, but if we examine our lives, and if we are not prosperous, and I'm not speaking now of material things or financial things, although certainly that includes that, but good success. Do you feel like you're having good success? Well, if not, there's a remedy: to meditate upon God's word. We have now a New Testament, a new covenant based on better promises. Verse 9, last verse I'll read, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, neither be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Okay, beloved. So, for those who feel a little intimidated, a little fearful, maybe you've been put in positions, even in a secular realm, that you don't feel quite up to, that you don't know if you have the competence, the ability. You know, if God has put you there, and it may not be forever, it may be a sort of a temporary assignment, but God will enable you. Here was Joshua. He saw the mighty miracles. He was, Moses' right-hand man? Goodness, obviously, by these verses I just read to you, he wasn't that secure in himself. He really wasn't. God had to tell him how many times, only be strong, be very courageous. And obviously, I mean, he had a formidable job, that's certain. None of us have a job quite comparing to that, leading how many million? Well, it was a lot of people he was bringing over. The older generation had died off, but they still had multiplied, and God had kept them, that new generation, going into the promised land. And so, beloved, we have to just look that, why was he told not to be fearful or courageous? The same thing applies to you, beloved. Brother, sister, why? Whatever God's asking you to do, because God is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Now, the important thing, I always have to give a I can't think of the word, but there's a pause on that. You need to make certain it is God's will. Okay, a lot of times we're impetuous and we just rush off doing something, and it's really something out of our own heart. Maybe it's a good idea, but you know, we have to wait on the Lord's timing, and he knows how to confirm his will to us, especially regarding very important decisions. So, beloved, God today wants to remove any bit of indecision, any bit of doubt that may be facing you right now. You may feel like you're facing a Jericho, as Joshua did and the people of God. Those walled cities looked pretty intimidating, but they are feeble barriers indeed. And whatever your spiritual Jericho is before you, whatever realm, you know, spiritually, physically, materially, financially, it will fall before you by faith and obedience to God. Hallelujah. I'm declaring to you, beloved, there is a secret place in God. You know, we look at the life of David, what a man of God he was, and yet certainly flawed. The spirit of prophecy and inspiration fell on his shoulders, just like a mantle, as he declared in the 91st Psalm, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you know what? This was not something in the dim, distant future, not when we all get to heaven, not some wonderful place in glory, an event which we have to await till physical death takes us. But the tense is the present tense. Beloved, what does that say? That means the opportunities are now. The possibilities that are before us are now in these days. It doesn't matter what the world is happening in the world, what the economy looks like, how the wicked are prospering. Trust me, God is going to have his way. Take comfort. Every knee is going to bow, beloved. Every tongue is going to confess and all, that Jesus is Lord. So all we have to do is obey God and, you know, do what God speaks to our hearts, our lives. You know, it is that living stone being placed by God in his body, in his temple. It's all of us working together. Not everybody of us can be on the mission field, but beloved, just as David said, those who go to battle and those who stay by the goods, their reward shall be the same. So you may be up in years, you may be physically infirm, but God has not limited your spiritual ability to call out to God as an intercessor and travail before the Lord and knock on the door of heaven and believe God for wondrous things. That's what he's wanting for us. Praise God. I pray that your faith abound. Well, this is going to take a month to get through this message. But anyway, let the Lord have his way. I do love you, beloved. I pray for you every day. My UCM partners who have the ability to listen, and some of you out in the radio audience, you've listened a while, or you may be new listeners and you've never written. Beloved, there's a key to answered prayer, and that is found in agreement. So I invite you to write, and I will ask God to give what would bless and minister to your heart. I've got files and files of testimonies of how God gave just the right word at the right time. I love you. I thank God for you. And I do invite you to write. I do ask for your prayers. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,